It was a green Christmas, turns out. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Roncaccia with the Marketplace Midday Update. There are some indications that holiday sales were pretty good this December after a slow start. Susan Schmidt is a senior vice president and portfolio manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. She joins us each Wednesday. First, Susan, what do you make of holiday sales data? Kind of a green Christmas, right?
It was a little bit of a green Christmas. MasterCard came out with some new information for us and confirmed that sales were up about 4%, and that's a little higher than we expected. And consumer confidence has risen since last month up to 115 or so. That's a very strong positive number. So the consumer is feeling pretty good. People are spending, they're using credit, they're out there participating in the economy, and that's what we want to see.
Now, towards this last bit of 2016, post-election, we have seen this massive run-up in markets. As we go into 2017, I'm just curious, is that run-up built on something real?
Well, it's good to ask that. And unfortunately, we can't point to anything concrete that's driving that. We have a lot of sound bites out there and things that sound like they're great with new policy, new government actions, new spend, tax cuts, etc., that all are very positive sounding for the economy. But we don't have any detail behind that yet. And so everybody is assuming that all of the good things happen and nothing bad happens. And that really is just expectation that's been built into the market. It's not because earnings have increased yet or anything's changed in the underlying fundamentals.
Okay, what could possibly go wrong? Thank you, Susan Schmidt, Senior Vice President at Westwood Holdings Group. The ride-sharing company Uber has steered its self-driving car tests right on out of California and parked them in Arizona. This has happened after the California DMV revoked registrations for the vehicles because Uber started testing them in San Francisco without the proper permits, according to the DMV. Seeing an opportunity, Arizona's governor invited Uber to do the tests in his state. So what does Arizona stand to gain from giving Uber the green light? Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
If there's one thing Republican governors love to do, it's to tell the world their state is open for business. Now, Arizona's governor's hailing Uber's move as a triumph of the state's business climate over California's bureaucracy. Kevin Beastie is with Arizona's Department of Transportation.
Let's work with industry within the existing framework. And if regulations are needed, we'll tackle it at that time. But for right now, there's really nothing that we see that we need to regulate.
Beastie says Arizona's pitch is part of a broader strategy to lure tech startups from other states, but not everybody sees Uber's move as that big a deal.
How many people and how much money will really be spent to test, 16 cars in one state versus the other?
Carl Brower is with Kelley Blue Book. He says there's also some risk for Arizona.
Of course, if there's an accident in Arizona that results from an autonomous vehicle that wasn't as well regulated as it should have been, that statement could come back to bite him.
Brower points to Michigan as the true competitor to California for autonomous vehicle R&D. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Now, if politics is really about apportioning resources, that is to say, who gets the money, there's a lot of change coming this next year. Help us explain, explore, and elucidate these stories as only my crew here at Marketplace can. I'm here to ask you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Help us keep it coming to you. It would be especially helpful to us if you donate at Marketplace.org by December 31st.
There are welfare states, and then there's Finland. The so-called Nordic model, one of the most generous and expensive welfare states in the world, has served the country long and well, yielding one of the best educated workforces in the world. But as Sarah Gardner reports, Finland's government is looking for ways to pare back what many agree has become unsustainably generous.
Moi moi.
Moi.
That's business student Tina Vatio, paying less than $3 for lunch at Aalto University in Helsinki. It's a smorgasbord, really.
For the lunch, you have a starting salad, many different vegetables. You have salad,
lunch here carrots, is subsidized by the government.
Today they have something with cabbage and very traditional Finnish, this potato sausage thing.
Vatio and other Finns have long enjoyed a smorgasbord of state benefits. Vatio pays no tuition. College is free here, including her graduate studies. There are housing subsidies, daycare subsidies, various unemployment benefits, and universal health care.
In Finland, like, everybody's kind of taken care of.
But Finland's center-right government insists the country can't afford so much generosity. Economic growth has been sluggish, and the country's supporting a lot of unemployed. The decline of Finnish cell phone maker Nokia has hurt jobs. So have falling timber sales as smartphones and tablets replace paper. Trade disputes with Russia haven't helped. Right now, Finland's jobless rate is over 8%. It's 20% for young people. Economist Olli Karkkainen at Nordea Bank says reform is necessary.
Part of the reason for that is the aging of the population. So we're getting more and more elderly people. And of course, when we get less people at the working age, we get less taxes. It's not sustainable at the current state.
Starting next year, students from outside the European Union will have to pay tuition, some unemployment benefits won't last as long, and public employees will get fewer paid holidays, among other belt-tightening moves. But even as Finland shrinks its social welfare state, some traditions are sacred.
Yeah, it's a bed.
Olli Kangas, a director at Finland's social insurance agency, says Finland's famous baby box is here to stay. It's a cardboard box slash bassinet that's packed with blankets, clothes, and other baby essentials. Every newborn gets one.
And it is symbolic in that sense that all children who are born in this country, they are equal and they should have equal possibilities to start their lives.
And once the babies outgrow them, Kanga says, they make great moving boxes. In Helsinki, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
You may have heard of the Internet of Things. That's like devices and appliances that are connected to the Internet and constantly streaming data. Well, it's officially now also the Internet of Witnesses. Police in Bentonville, Arkansas, have issued a warrant to Amazon asking for data from its audio recording Echo device that might shed light on a suspected murder. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.